This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The dreaded federal budget acts, known as the sequester, is scheduled to fall on March 1st. Congress and the president can only avoid the sweeping spending cuts by coming up with a deficit reduction deal, which doesn't seem likely. The sequester cuts would be felt across the country in places that might surprise you, like a science lab in Baltimore. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Jennifer Eliseyev doesn't work anywhere near the marble halls of Congress. She's much more at home among tangles of test tubes and microscopes. She's a professor of biomedical engineering, and she's giving me a tour of her labs at the Johns Hopkins Medical Campus in Baltimore.
Then we're going to run to the microscope room, where we then can look to see, again, does this tissue really look like it's supposed to?
The tissue that Eliseyev is peering at is supposed to resemble knee cartilage. Her research focuses on regrowing body parts. She starts with cells she grows in the lab. Then they're attached to a sort of scaffolding that can be inserted into the body.
Just like you put scaffolding, construction workers will put scaffolding as a building is being built, and then they take the scaffolding down after it's finished.
Eliseyev's scaffolding is designed to biodegrade when the body is finished with it. This is all pretty whiz-bang stuff. It doesn't come cheap, and about 75% of her funding comes from the National Institutes of Health and Defense Department, and those grants could be chopped as part of the across-the-board sequester cuts. Eliseyev says the uncertainty of the sequester is wearing on the scientists in her lab.
You know, when there is that stress and the uncertainty, it does affect people's energy and excitement for building something.
Eliseyev contemplates the consequences of the cuts, reductions in her staff of 25, slower, scaled-down research. She's frustrated, suffering from sequester stress. One way she copes, reassuring herself that Congress and the president would never let this happen.
Part of me sees it as a political game, and so I'm not fully certain how much of it will actually be executed, but I think it is a terrible game to play that will affect people's lives.
And could drive top scientists to other countries that would gladly fund their research. Eliseyev says it's tempting. In fact, she's going to take a temporary break from Johns Hopkins for a short sabbatical in Switzerland. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.